What's up, everyone, and welcome to Metalcore Nerds, the podcast that combines heavy music and pop culture. I'm your host, Sean Mott, and today I'm here to talk about Cobra Kai Season 4, Episode 1, non-spoiler thoughts. I was lucky enough to attend the digital premiere of Cobra Kai Season 4, which showed the first episode of Cobra Kai, and a Q&A panel with the cast after that. It was really cool to attend. I'm glad I got to see a little bit of Cobra Kai early before it all drops on Netflix December 31st. But I'm here to share my thoughts on that one episode to get you guys hyped for this season. Before we get started on that, if you're new to Metalcore Nerds, welcome. This is a show, again, that combines heavy music, the heavy music world, with pop culture. Usually I have a guest on. I've been doing a lot of after shows for the big MCU shows. There's a Boba Fett after show coming starting next week. And I'll be dropping some top 10s of the year. I'm going to do albums. I'm going to do movies. I might talk about TV shows. There's just kind of too many TV shows, and I haven't seen a lot of them. So I don't think I'll do a top 10 of those, but I might do an episode where I just kind of talk about a lot of them that I liked. And yeah, so Cobra Kai, Season 4. If you love the show, you're going to love this first episode, at least. I have a really good feeling this season is going to be a very big, emotional, and impactful season, especially where Season 3 left off. Season 2 obviously ended in a very, very tense, emotional moment. And we're starting to see the effects of all of that really come to terms with everyone when it comes to Miguel, Johnny, Danny, or Daniel, and his marriage, Tori, Robbie. It's all coming to the surface, especially in this first episode. I'm not going to spoil anything, so don't worry about that. And as Season 3 left off, Johnny and Daniel are joining forces. Now, I know a lot of us were very, very, very stoked to see this partnership finally happen. We've been kind of flirting with it this whole time. Obviously, that rivalry is still fresh from the original Karate Kid trilogy, but we've kind of seen them have these friendship moments. And we knew they were definitely going to butt heads. We knew that was going to happen. But we kind of see how this relationship might be forming and how it might work in the future. Miguel and Sam are a big component of trying to keep that glue together with these two very different senseis and to keep that together. So we see a little bit of that. Obviously, the love rectangle, as I like to call it, is very much there between Miguel, Sam, Robbie, and Tori. We kind of, as you can see in the trailer, seems like Robbie and Tori are going to kind of get together. Miguel and Sam are already back together. So I'm very interested as we're leading up to the big All-Valley tournament that's going to decide the fate of the Valley. It's crazy that this whole show is based off, you know, a karate tournament. And obviously last season really left off with that huge fight in the LaRusso household that left a lot of damage. And I am very curious to see if this season's going to end on a very, like, with the bad guys winning, with Cobra Kai winning. It's very possible. I really don't know how they're going to have that play out. And I'm very excited to see how, like, what the finals will be. Like, will it just be Miguel versus Robbie? Or will it be Sam versus Tori? Or Sam versus Robbie? Or Miguel versus Tori? Like, it's crazy, and I don't know. I'm very excited for this tournament because I think they might be giving us a very unexpected ending to this season. And I know they just finished wrapping Season 5. I'm very excited for this season. And another thing I definitely want to bring up this season, obviously Terry Silver from Karate Kid 3 is making his debut in the Cobra Kai series. And we know they joined forces from the trailers, but the way Kreese gets Terry Silver to join is very unexpected, and I'm excited to discuss that with everyone else. And then another thing I want to know before I kind of wrap this up, this is a very quick overview, but it was only one episode, and if you love Cobra Kai, their episodes fly by, so I'm very excited to binge this. But Miguel's back is mentioned a few times, and I don't want to say it was glossed over in Season 3, but that was definitely a thing that kind of happened very fast, which wasn't a big deal to me at all. But I think that's going to play a major factor. So remember me saying that. I think that's going to play a major factor, probably in the tournament and the finale of this. Again, I have no idea. I only saw one episode. So again, Cobra Kai Season 4, December 31st. I'm very stoked I got to see this episode first, but I'm dying to see the rest of the season. And I'll see you guys next week with the Book of Boba Fett after show with my boy Chris. Until next time, see you later, nerds.